Welcome to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Opportunities to find deeper resilience within ourselves can come when life seems most challenging. This podcast is to help you develop that resilience and connection with God. Being resilient and having power starts with faith.
Hello, friends. Welcome to this podcast, the sixth in our series, in which we're combining mental health with spiritual exploration and practice. My name is Mary Garvisi, and I'm Director of Congregational Care at Brentwood Presbyterian Church. Thank you for being with us. You may wish to light a candle as a reminder and symbol of God's presence and love as you begin this devotional. In Luke 18, 9 through 14, we read the parable of the two men who went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Verse 9 states that Jesus told this parable to some who were confident of their own righteousness and who looked down on everybody else. This is a direct statement about Jesus' intent. If you're not familiar with the parable, please take time to read it. The parable is among the many passages in the Bible that address humility, which is not a popular topic these days. This ancient virtue clashes with current cultural values of self-worth and self-realization and accompanying narcissism. I admit to approaching this topic rather hesitantly, since I have only recently given it thought and reflection in my own life. I've decided to discuss it because of its growing importance and focus in the field of psychology and its connection with our spiritual life and our relationship with the world. It might even be vital to our very survival. Richard J. Foster, a Quaker theologian and author, has written a book titled Learning Humility, A Year of Searching for a Vanishing Virtue. Foster engages the reader in his own process as he searches for this virtue for his own life. He invites the reader to reflect and to question along with him. This has become an ongoing exploration for me as I read the book, and one I see as intimately connected to our spiritual and emotional health. A Christian view of humility over the centuries is not always offered what would be seen today as an emotionally healthy attitude towards the self or way of functioning in the world. Being weak and self-effacing, demonstrating a low opinion of oneself, having low self-esteem, and lack of self-confidence are not appealing to our modern sensibilities. Foster cites a document titled The Litany of Humility, which was written in the early 20th century, much of which is disturbing to me and evokes ambivalence in Foster. If you want to take a look at it, the link is in the show notes. As we read this litany, we do need to be aware of the biases and cultural indoctrinations that color our reaction. By contrast, we're coming to realize that current narcissistic attitudes and behaviors of specialness, entitlement, and individualism, so prevalent in our culture, are not healthy. Self-aggrandizement in any form does not fit with a humble way of being. We are realizing that much of our present societal, cultural, and environmental problems stem from our lack of humility, from our unwillingness to share the spotlight, to live cooperatively in community, and to honor and cherish the natural world and its wisdom. An article from Positive Psychology offers information on current research and thought on the topic of humility. The link is in the show notes. So, what is humility? Well, here's a definition. It's the ability to view yourself accurately as an individual with talents as well as flaws, while being void of arrogance and low self-esteem. Again, let me read that. It's the ability to view yourself accurately as an individual with talents as well as flaws, while being void of arrogance and low self-esteem. This is really being honest with oneself. We accept and are comfortable with who we are as we are. We're not to see ourselves as better than or less than anyone else. We are not to think less of ourselves. We are to think of ourselves less. Now, let me say that one again. We are not to think less of ourselves. We are to think of ourselves less. Humility makes us less self-centered. We assess ourselves honestly and accurately, not denying the good and beautiful people we are, nor denying our mistakes, flaws, and weaknesses. We are openly happy for and compliment others for their accomplishments. We are able to receive compliments graciously without deflecting or downplaying. We are beloved children of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. We are unique, unrepeatable, and loved as we are. We need not deny or downplay our gifts, nor inflate or exaggerate them in order to be enough and to be acceptable. We know our place in the universe. We are a part of creation, just like other creatures and living things. Humility is an ongoing practice of self-awareness and vigilance. And so, with this brief introduction to this deep and important subject, we will focus on humility as we practice the daily examine this week. Begin by taking a moment, as we do, to settle into your body. Relax by taking three deep breaths, allowing each exhale to be longer than the inhale. Now place yourself in God's presence. Give thanks for God's great love for you. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. pray for the grace to understand how God is acting in your life. Trust this grace to help you see what God may want you to see in yourself as you live your life day to day. Review your day. Recall specific moments and your feelings at the time. Was humility or lack thereof to be found in any of these moments? Your feelings can offer clues. Reflect on what you did, what you said, or what you thought in those instances. How did you respond? Were you drawing closer to God or further away? And how does humility or lack of it influence your sense of God's presence and closeness? Look towards tomorrow. Think of how you might collaborate more effectively with Spirit. And be specific. Might it be a desire for more humility in your life? Maybe clarity as to where you might need humility. In what situations and or with whom is humility a challenge for you? Conclude with the Lord's Prayer or a prayer of your own. Richard Foster ends his book with this: be strong enough to learn humility. Be courageous enough to learn humility. Be compassionate enough to learn humility. May it be so. Thank you.
You've been listening to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Resilient Faith is sponsored by Brentwood Presbyterian Church in West Los Angeles. You can follow our church and this podcast on Facebook at BPC Team and Instagram at BPC_USA. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and thanks for listening.